This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tom Gebhardt. How are you, Tom?
I'm great, thanks.
And Tom is the CEO of Panasonic of North America. Everyone has heard of the name Panasonic. What does it mean to you as CEO of North America?
Well, it's an iconic brand. It's we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year, so a 100-year-old brand that has gone through some significant transformation, especially in our last 10 years. Is primarily what everybody knows us at as a consumer electronics company to a much more business integrated industry company and a B2B company that we now exist as.
And you're doing a lot of work in the autonomous cars, the electric cars. As a matter of fact, prior to being CEO, you led the division of automotive. I think what everyone really wants to hear is, what is the future? Let's start with electric cars.
Just to give you a little reference or a little basis, you know, everybody thinks of us as a consumer electronics company, but especially in North America and soon to be global, automotive is actually our largest segment of our total business. So a huge part of our business today and a huge growing business. And the connotation going forward is, you know, what will the vehicle be? It'll be a self-driving electric vehicle powered by, you know, a tremendous amount of battery power, and we're the leader in the battery space in the electric vehicles.
And when will electric vehicles become mainstream?
We look at it in a couple ways. You know, they're increasing year over year. There's no question. We believe parity is going to exist between the internal combustion engine and the electric vehicle somewhere between 2022 and 2025, given some parameters out there. So in that time frame, they become the same from a cost and a value standpoint. At that point, people then make a determination, do I want to drive electric or don't want to drive a combustion engine? And it's no longer a matter of I have to pay a premium for one over the other. It's then a value judgment. And we believe that most people, given all the parameters being the same, will pick an electric because it's a very viable option from a performance standpoint, and it does some things that the internal combustion doesn't do as far as the environmental impact, and even some performance things that are very unique to the vehicle.
Such as what? I'm not familiar with the performance.
Well, you know, when you balance an engine in the vehicle, you have very little ability to distribute that well. It's either going to be in the front or the back or wherever it is, and it's going to be a large appendage of weight, and you can't really do much. With a battery taking over and much smaller motors, you can reconfigure the vehicle, and you can spread the distribution of weight, which does some things for handling from the standpoint of that drive. People don't talk too much about what the actual advantages in performance will be, but you're going to get a clean drive. You're going to get an environmentally friendly car with the characteristics that are actually going to be enhanced in some of the performance and handling.
And let's talk about autonomous cars. You and I were talking a while back when we were doing a Forbes article, and you were saying that there will be business cars, there are going to be sports cars, entertainment, and I was really fascinated. Talk through what types of new cars will be in play in autonomous cars.
Autonomy brings a lot of the ultimate for the autonomous vehicle is the electric autonomous vehicle. And the ultimate customer for that in the end winds up being these rideshare companies that exist today. So today, if you look at a rideshare company, the two largest costs that they have are the driver and the gasoline that powers it. If you take both of those away and take a look at the economic model behind that, Now you've just taken their two biggest cost parameters out. You have the convenience of rideshare. You no longer have that great desire to have the personal vehicle that you have today. So you take away some of the negatives of having an asset that is 70 or 80 or 90% of the time idle. So great utilizations in what we already know, and then tremendous opportunities in commercial spaces, because there's a shortage of truckers today. There's a limitation to how long truckers can be on the road. So if you just look from a commercial standpoint and say an autonomous car can theoretically be on the road 24 hours a day, you're going to get an efficiency factor out of that. I don't have some of the issues that you have with personal driving. And then layer all of that on being able to get computing capability that is superior to human capability, because 90% of fatal accidents on the road today are because of human error. Even if you improved it by 50%, which we think we can improve it by much more than that, you've increased the safety factor and increased or decreased the number of fatalities on the road by 50% at least. You put all that together, and you've got a very compelling argument on why autonomous is certainly going to happen, because there's a market need. The technology is evolving, and clearly we think there's a market need.
So you are saying it's going to be 50% safer, 50.
We're saying conservatively that the computing power that will be in an autonomous vehicle will be able to improve it by 50%. But theoretically, computing power can do much more than that. You don't have the same judgment errors that you do. You don't have the same distraction situations. There's any number of them. There's estimates out there that say you can go up to 90% improvement in that fatality rate. So we are really confident that we can get 50, but we believe that the potential in the vehicle is to take it much greater than that. So you've got a safer solution that is more convenient for the end user.
And how about the cost of it? How does that play out, the economics?
Application by application. So for the traditional car, as you look at it today, it's not initially going to be as practical, because there is some cost elements to that. But the utilization of a vehicle today, you think of a vehicle as a personal vehicle, and we look at it as a personal vehicle that's parked 70% of the time. So the real problem isn't the cost of it, it's that you're only utilizing that asset 20 to 30% of its time. If you actually extend that in commercial applications, in rideshare applications, all that, the economics then are overwhelmingly positive. But as you use it today, the economics of it are probably not overly practical until 2035, something like that, before you really start saying, I need a personal vehicle that's autonomous.
Now, when will it become mainstream that you'll see, let's say, 10 or 20% of the cars on the road will be autonomous? When would that happen, realistically?
It's hard to put your finger on exactly when it becomes mainstream. It's by most estimates now 2030, it becomes practical, where 10 to 20% of the cars being produced in that year certainly will be autonomous. Then it will accelerate from there. That number could get pulled up because there's a lot of things in the technology that are moving at a rate that could actually be improved. But we are still in a little bit of an uncertain state. So I think conservatively people say 2030, when you know a higher percentage of the vehicles produced will be autonomous. But it's easy to say the next generation of children may not be driving a car or may not learn to drive a car.
And let's talk about the entertainment systems. You know, a thing or two about that. What will those be like? How will those be different than they are today in the car?
Well, one of the things we're doing at Panasonic is we're moving the living space. So traditionally, where we were well known is in your living room and your TV room, as a TV entertainment company with audio capabilities. But what we believe, as we move forward, the venue just changes. It's the same environment. It's just now an environment in a moving car or in an airplane or wherever it may be. We provide entertainment solutions in airplane today. We do them in vehicle. And it will become more and more living room or TV room-like as we evolve going forward. And the autonomous car is going to be a moving moving living space.
Who is going to own these? Are consumers going to buy them? Is Uber going to buy them? Are companies, will they lease out? How is that whole piece going to play out? I know no one knows this, but you're close to it.
Yeah, I think the commercial application, meaning an Uber, a Lyft, and all of those guys, are viable right off the bat because there's a return for them immediately with high utilizations. Eventually, it becomes practical for the personal use and the individual user, but I think that comes in a second wave. So the commercial use has an immediate return, and it's really quick. So that's the first wave. The second wave is people of premium vehicles come on board, and then mainstream comes. So it probably comes in multiple waves.
And just name the different types of cars that there will be. So you said there's a business car.
Yeah, there's certainly going to be the business ride-sharing vehicle. There's going to be last-mile delivery vehicles that are electric, that makes a lot of sense for electric vehicles. This whole idea of logistics and small package delivery is certainly accelerating, and the need to do that makes practical sense with electric vehicles. Those can be even large logistics vehicles. Tesla's introduced theirs. Other people have been announcing their freight vehicles. Those things then follow with commercial lighter use and then eventually with the personal use.
We're about to take a break. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We're here today with Tom Gebhardt. When we come back, we are going to talk about energy and what the future looks like. Back in a few.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Tom Gebhardt, who is the CEO of Panasonic North America. We're talking about the autonomous, about electric cars, and it looks like they're coming very quickly. You mentioned that a big change is going to be in energy. So let's talk about energy. And while we're talking about energy, I want to also go into the concept of the battery, because that seems to be what's holding everyone back.
Yeah, the whole idea of renewable energy, how that works, how you store it, what you do, is going to become more relevant as the needs for electricity and power increase over a period of time, and we don't bring on these massive new plants that are creating energy. So fewer coal plants, fewer nuclear plants, fewer of those, so you have to have alternatives to that. We have wind, we have sun, we have all of those powers, but you have to have a mechanism that can store energy. So those things typically create energy. So you can create it with the sun through a solar panel, but you have to store that. And then that is going to be stored in these massive batteries that will store energy and then use it on demand either during peak periods or during areas where you potentially are storing it in one part of the day and then expending it in a different part of the day.
Is that B2B or B2C or both? How's that going to play out?
Initially it's going to be B2B. It'll be powering the grid that's then going to do things to regulate the energy and flow off the grid. But eventually it can be a B2C play where you'll be powering your home with a storage system. They're viable today. There's a lot of people that are doing that. But what we really see is you'll have communities and cities being the ones that are going to be the consumer of the energy that's pushing out there to give you consistent power and regulate that.
Now, I've heard they're even having technologies where you could almost spray on instead of using solar energy.
Yeah, I think there's any number of additional abilities to create energy. The risk in just creating, though, is that means you create and have to use. If you don't use it at the time, you then potentially lose it, so it's very inefficient. So that's where we're working with batteries to be a storage mechanism to lock that power in, because cycles for the use of energy are not always consistent. Obviously, you don't use as much at night as you do during the day, and even at certain peak periods during the day, it will vary. Depending on air conditioning loads and all of those things, it can vary significantly.
And what's at the heart of the issue? Like the T-cell is for cancer. What's at the heart of the issue with the battery?
I think the complexity in battery is it's not a single entity. You know, when we talk in technology about what we're trying to develop, batteries is more difficult than some others because what you really have is you have an electric situation. You're creating electricity, so you need an electrical engineer that's involved in that. But it's really a chemical reaction, so you have chemistry involved in creating that electricity, so you have a chemical engineer involved in that. And then finally, you're containing it in some kind of housing, so you have a mechanical engineer. So in this case, you've got all of those disciplines from an engineering standpoint trying to optimize and make the trade-offs, and it's not one single lever that you can push. It's actually all three of those levers that have to work together with distinctively different disciplines.
How does this impact our economy?
Well, I think it has a huge impact to the economy as it relates to, you know, what is it that we have to have going forward and what do we have to have? And we have to have the ability to power the things that we want to have in our homes and to commit to the lifestyles that we want to have. And I think energy is critical to that. Without having a continuous renewable source of energy, I think we're at risk. It also does somewhat regulate the ability to anticipate what our energy needs will be and be able to power them in a way that is less dependent on those things that we're dependent on today.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Tom Gebhardt, who is the CEO of Panasonic North America. So let's talk about the future. We have things like augmented reality coming into manufacturing, Internet of Things. How does all of this play into our future?
Well, I think it all plays in ways because we can now simulate things and connect things ways that we've never been able to do before. So I don't think we even understand yet how much of an impact this can have. Augmented reality, yes, we kind of get it, but what can that actually do when you put a artificial intelligence algorithm against that and be able to make decisions based on knowledge that we don't even have the capability of dealing with today. And then the whole IoT thing is the ability to interconnect everything in your life. And I don't think that most of us at this point in our lives can even fully comprehend what that means to us, because we're still in, to a great extent, Gen 1 or Gen 2 of this connected world. And we're going to go and have a step function difference 10 years from now than what we have today as far as interoperability and interconnectivity powered by information in artificial intelligence that we've never even comprehended how we deal with it.
So let's fast forward. You know, it's 2030. We have, like you're saying now, mass production. 20% of cars are going to be autonomous. What else in the world will be changing in terms of entertainment, in terms of how we do business?
Yeah, I think we talk about mobility and we talk about a mobile society. We're on the cusp of having a true mobile society as it moves forward. We talk about globalization, we talk about all that, but the ability to be mobile, do anything, anywhere, in ways that we don't even imagine today. You know, we talk, you know, Airbnb, for instance, could that be inside a vehicle? Could you actually decide to go from L.A. to San Francisco overnight in a vehicle rather than taking an airplane or driving it?
Or how about hyperlink?
Or hybrid, any of those. Or, you know, you've got all sorts of these possibilities that only a few years ago weren't even something you would think about as possibilities. And now you start thinking about how many different applications there are for things that we take for granted today is not even possible.
And how about smarter cities? What's your take on that?
We've got a huge investment in smart cities because this interconnectivity changes all the things that can happen in smart cities. We're doing that in the vehicle side with better vehicle-to-vehicle interaction as well as interaction with the actual infrastructure itself. So it will help in autonomous, but even before autonomous, it's going to help inform the human driver of things that they wouldn't have otherwise had awareness of, you know, traffic information, weather information, all of those things. We can actually start to convey information like there's a pothole up front that is causing a delay in the road. There's ice on the road. Information passing from vehicle to vehicle. An airbag was deployed such that we know there was an accident, such that you can look to move out of that traffic or move in different ways. All sorts of those things are going to be possible.
You've 1 minute left. What is your advice to CEOs on how they manage this future?
I think it's all about flexibility and be able to adapt. No one can anticipate the rate of change that exists today and say 5 years from now, 10 years from now. CEOs 25 or 30 or 40 years ago could put out these grander visions and be able to actually do it with some level of clarity. But in today's world, it's about dealing with so rapid change and having the flexibility to adapt to things that, you know, people didn't even see a few years back. So, you know, my advice is make sure that your organization, your business is adaptable.
And there you have it. A pleasure having you on the CEO Forum, Tom.
Thank you very much.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Bill Peters, and this is the CEO Show. Today, we're here with Timur Umasakler. Timur, how are you?
Good. I'm very well. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Now, Timur, for all of our listeners out there, is the CEO of a company called F. Schumacher & Company. For those of you who've never heard of it, I'd be surprised if you haven't. Schumacher is one of the leading home furnishings companies in the United States, and it's been around since 1889. So, Timur, tell us a little bit about Schumacher and where you're at today with the company.
Sure. Happy to. Yeah, so as you mentioned, I think we are one of the leading companies in the industry. I think we're definitely also the oldest company. The company is coming up to its 130th birthday.
130 years. Wow,
130 years. Yeah, actually, we look back, like at the time the company was founded, Louisiana wasn't a state yet. So that's how old, that's how old it is.
Okay.
We are focusing on the home interior market. We do sell high-end wallpaper, fabrics, floor coverings, and trims to predominantly interior decorators, but also to homeowners.
And I know you're also in the hospitality business, correct?
Yes. Particularly, we help like boutique hotels, restaurants, and some sorts of these things like to, you know, look beautiful.
Is there a signature? Is there a particular look that is defined as Schumacher?
Yeah, I think we're particularly known for like our exuberant prints. Mm-hmm. You know, I think we have been known for like the last 130 years since Frederick Schumacher was founded, like always for like an exuberant style. I think for a very, very brave, or rather brave, decorating style. I think we like the confident decorating. Yeah, so I think that's our signature.
And for those 700,000 people who are listening, Schumacher has a place in history because they were brought in specifically to redecorate the White House when Jackie Kennedy was the first lady.
Correct. Yeah, I think when she was like first lady, we helped her to redecorate most of it, and we kind of like custom designed certain things with her. Yeah, we were very happy about that. We also had been actually working with her before that for her apartments here in New York City, and so that's how we had been in touch with her.
Hey, that's great. So let's step back a minute and let's talk about a little bit about Timur's background. So you actually, before Schumacher, you were with a company called Zalando's. And tell our audience what Zalando's is.
Yeah, Zalando is a company that's not well known in the United States, but it's very well known in Europe. It's a fashion e-commerce company. It started out like selling shoes over the internet, I think like by now 10 years ago. Now it's selling all kinds of apparel over the internet. It was at the time the fastest growing company in Europe. It is now like, I think, selling to 14 countries all over Europe. And yeah, so, and that's, I think, where I learned kind of like how to be an entrepreneur. And okay. How to grow very fast.
So one of the things I noticed that you talk about is the ability to do things differently than the way they've been done in the past. And I know historically most companies in the business would be introducing product twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you're now introducing product almost on a monthly basis.
Yeah, we're actually on a monthly basis. So we're introducing every month about 30 new designs, which is like 100 stock keeping units.
And tell me, how's that working? Is it improving the situation?
Yeah, I think for us it works great. So it does a couple of things for us. One, I think like, you know, it makes us much more able to collect, you know, respond to trends,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, you know, our internal development time, like, went from 2 years to 1 year. It makes us almost much more flexible. If we pick something and then we see, like, hey, we're not happy yet, we can bump it by a month, we can bump it by 2 months. It's not that big of a deal for us. And I also think, you know, it gives us, you know, a constant ability to inspire our customers and, you know, to engage with our customers. So, you know, I think we always say don't blink, you know, because kind of like we're moving fast. But on the other hand, you know, there's so many beautiful homes out there, and I think they need a lot of new product and like exciting product, and I think that's why we actually really do like that monthly rhythm.
And I would think that things are happening so quickly and trends are evolving so quickly that not waiting 6 months to bring a product out allows you to be a heck of a lot more flexible.
Yeah, there's a, you know, we have a joke, a term like, you know, in the studio, which is emergency like collections. That comes a bit from that, where we said, hey, we saw something that we really loved, and we said, you know, oh, we have to do it no matter what. And then it gets a little bit this label of emergency, and then we can actually do it within 6 months. And I think, yes, that speaks to that. One, it speaks, I think, to the fun we have about it and the excitement, but also, like, I think, yes, to the flexibility.
Well, it sounds like Schumacher is a really fun place to work right now, thanks to you.
I don't know if it's thanks to me. I think it's thanks to everybody. But we have, like, yeah, we have a ton of fun. Yes, absolutely.
So what would be the main driver for you and your team at Schumacher?
Well, we actually spend a lot of, like, time for the first 18 months since I joined, you know, like, to think about that. I think for us, if you ultimate, so one thing I say, humans always wanted to decorate. If you go back, like, even to, you know, like the first, you know, humans who painted their caves, you know, there's, like, so we're in a business that has been around.
Wait. Listen, humans want to decorate, and they started by painting their caves. Yeah. That's a great analogy.
I think so. And then if you look back, you know, I think, like, how the old Egyptians kind of, like, spent time decorating, you know, not just for, like, you know, when they were alive, but also for their past life, you know, I think is great. And, you know, I think it was always important for humans. So we thought, okay, you know, it's a long-term thing, apparently. It's not something kind of like that comes and goes. So we thought about, why is that so important? And, you know, you spend so much time at home, so many important memories happen at home, and so we think it's so much worth to really think and be thoughtful how you decorate, and, you know, who's not happy if they get up in the morning, they get, you know, either in their bedroom, or they go out into the living room, or they see, like, a wallpaper they love or whatever, and they feel like there's a story behind it. I think that just makes your life happier, and I think that drives us.
And speaking of that, I also, if I see something that I wake up in the morning, I look at something, and like, whether it's on the ceiling or on the wall, and it bothers me, I begin to think about that all day.
That's
another project for this weekend. So let's talk a little bit about Timor and you personally. Tell us a little bit more about you. I know you like to garden.
That's true.
What are some of the other things you like to do?
Oh, I love to cook, too.
I
love to cook, right.
Is there a favorite dish?
Well, I do love to make spaghetti bolognese,
okay.
And then now I learned kind of, like, you know, to exchange, like, gluten pasta for some squash-based pasta or zucchini spaghetti, which is all, like, now happening. So, yeah, but, you know, I really love to cook and to garden.
Cooking and gardening. Well, those are two great, great things. And I notice that you are somewhat of an adventurer as well. Do you travel a lot?
I do love to travel, yes. Yeah, like, right after high school, I went for, like, a, you know, like, 5-month trip. It was technically around the world. It was predominantly the United States, New Zealand, and Australia. But, yeah, no, I still love it. I think there's a lot of inspiration coming from traveling. Now, I do love to see, and, you know, some of my colleagues make sometimes a little bit fun of me for, like, that I always come with ideas. Hey, I saw this in this industry, or, like, I saw this here, and now on my iPhones I have, like, tons of pictures of what could all become wallpapers, and, you know, my studio sometimes think I'm, you know.
Oh, I think that's brilliant. You know, I've always subscribed to the theory that you get your best management by actually traveling and getting out there. And
I agree.
Not only seeing your people, but seeing everything that's going on in other parts of the country or other parts of the world.
Yeah, I think other parts of the world, like, have found different solutions. One, and I do think other, you know, CEOs or managers have found very smart solutions to a particular problem. And that's sometimes where I learn the most, taking something from a different industry and bringing it to our industry.
So you've been at Schumacher, I think, 3 years.
Yes, correct.
Take us forward 5 years. What do you expect to be have accomplished, and what do you expect Schumacher to be in 5 years?
So I think, like, one, I think we are seeing very consistent and strong growth currently, so I hope we can continue that success. I think we're working very hard. I'm not known for, like, even though you said an adventure, which is right, but I'm not an adventurer when it comes to CEOs, so I don't think we're going to do huge experiments. But what is important for us is, you know, like, particularly, one, work on the product and get more exciting on product and get even more innovative on product. So we're coming up with a couple of really exciting, more innovative products even. The other thing what is very important for me is, you know, that we, you know, build out further our voice. I think the new world of the internet has given product companies like ours, similar like to a Nike or all of these other much bigger companies, a much stronger voice. Now we are in a position to communicate directly by and large with, like, our customers. You know, and I think that's, we want to build that out further, particularly as a communication.
So we've got about 2 minutes left,
mm-hmm.
and usually at this segment in the show, we ask the CEO, all right, you've got 700,000 listeners out there. A very strong percentage are actually CEOs themselves, owners of companies, or just C-suite executives. And they're listening because they're looking for wisdom. So now this is your opportunity to depart some wisdom. So what wisdom could you give the CEOs based on your experiences?
Yeah, it's not my personality. anxiety to speak of wisdom, but I would say what I think has helped me the most is, you know, be brave and be adventurous and try and not to be afraid to fail. I say always my teams, I'm never always right. I try to be more right than wrong, but I think, you know, I think be humble, be like, remember that sometimes, you know, the people out in the field have the much better ideas because we spend the time with the customers every day. So I think a lot of like that listening and like always being like, you know, flat in the hierarchy and just being always focused on the customer well-being will always get you to a good, successful company.
And the website, one more time,
is fschumacher.com.
Timur, it has been a pleasure having you
likewise
on the CEO
so
show. Okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. they listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Robert Reese and Hello America. We are here today with Margaret Keene. How are you, Margaret?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. And Margaret is the CEO of Synchrony, which is a $16 billion company with 16,000 employees. Talk about what Synchrony is.
So Synchrony essentially is a credit card company that services certain segments or merchants in the marketplace. So big retailers, small retailers, and we have a platform called Care Credit, which really works with dentists and other types of cosmetic surgery and things where you don't get insurance coverage, but we can cover it for you.
And so also you're taking all the, you're the largest company that takes all the credit cards and you organize them and you sometimes white label them. You have different models for this.
We have different models, but most is we work through our partnerships. So it's really a B2B to C company where we work with big merchants in the United States, service their customers for their credit card program, and make sure that we're giving them really great service. So we partner very closely with the big retailers, names you would recognize like Walmart and Amazon and folks like that. And then in the mid-market, we deal with we could be dealing with a local dealer or on a street who's selling jewelry, for instance.
So you do the complete spectrum.
Complete spectrum.
So when you're dealing with a large company, they have a very established brand and culture as well. And I know you and I have spoken before that culture is really important and essential part of the business. How do you understand what that client's culture is so everything comes across seamless to the end user?
I think that's an important point you're making. Many of our employees sit actually right where our customers are. So we'll have offices, for instance, we partner with Lowe's. So we have a team down in Lowe's right close by where we work with them every single day. So in many cases, our employees are sitting in the Lowe's offices working with them on their strategy, what they're working on, what their culture is, what are they trying to define for their partners. And then it's really important for our teams to take that back as we develop the program internally for Lowe's so that we're making sure we're servicing those customers the way they want.
And today, you fast forward and, you know, one of the 100 best companies to work for in America, you have this culture that is known for being an extraordinary culture. What's the secret to that?
I'd start with something really simple. I think I always have had the philosophy that people come to work to do the right thing every single day. And I think if you could make employees feel like you respect them and value what they do, no matter where they sit in the company, no matter who they are, no matter what their beliefs are, but that they can come to work and be their true, authentic self.
I like that.
You will create a company where people want to go above and beyond. And, you know, we were very lucky in a way. We had the opportunity to develop that culture coming out of GE. And, you know, one of the things that's, I think you know, GE had a very strong culture. We had a lot of employees who only worked at GE their entire life. There were a lot of nervous people when we were going through the IPO. Like, what's it going to be like? We're not going to be GE anymore. You know, Synchrony, how do we, you know, what does it mean? What's going to happen to me? And I think one of the things that both my HR leader and I did was we did numerous roundtables with employees. We went out, we visited every site, we listened to them, what was on their mind, what were they nervous about, how could we take steps to make this a better place. And I think, you know, the first thing we we went to do was create a purpose of the company and work on our values. And, you know, the leadership team came up with the values, but we knew it was important that it's not just about what we think. What do the employees think? We actually did a number. We met with over 500 employees all the way down to the early levels of people's career to really get them give them a say in what our values ended up being. And I have to say, they stayed the same, but they put a couple of emphasis on a couple of things. I think one of the values we have is bold. And the reason that we put bold in there is because we saw that as an aspirational value, meaning we wanted to make sure that this company was thinking outside the box and was going to be around for another 80 years. So how do we use that value of bold to instill in the organization that we're going to drive real change for our partners, develop technology, innovation, be willing to take more risk where it makes sense so that we can drive for the future?
And I understand one is also caring.
That's my favorite one.
It's your favorite. Why is it your favorite one?
Because I think you know, caring goes to everything we do. It starts with caring for our partners, waking up every day and thinking about how can we make things better for our partners. You know, we're in the retail world. It's going through a tremendous change. There's a lot of pressure on our partners right now. So how can we as a partner be caring to them, to understand what they're going through and thinking every day, how do we make their lives better? What else can we be innovating? What else can we be bringing to them to really, you know, get them to be the most successful that they can possibly be? It ties for employees. How do we be caring for our employees? How do we think about
anything
our associates?
Anything unique you do to show? How do you show caring? Like, we have hundreds of thousands of CEOs listening, and how do you show something as visceral as caring?
I'll give you the one that's probably most close to me, which was what happened in Puerto Rico. And we have 270 employees in Puerto Rico. And, you know, when that storm hit, we couldn't initially get in touch with anyone. We finally got to the call center leader there. And, you know, he was describing for us the devastation. And one of the things that we were very concerned about was, how do we get the money? We were paying them. We decided to pay the employees. We knew that.
You have a little less than 2 minutes left.
Yeah, we decided to pay the employees whether they were going to come or not to work. And that simple gesture of just giving them money so they could get through, we gave grants of up to $5,000 for emergency funds for our employees, no questions asked. Once we opened the site, we had warm meals, we had ice, we had water, we had so much water that they were giving, when I went down there, they told us they were giving water to their neighbors. So to me, that caring element of not really thinking through all the things you could do is say, oh, well, they're not showing up for work, maybe we shouldn't pay them. That's not what a caring organization is about. A caring organization takes care of the people in the most desperate times.
And what you're hearing, everyone listening in, is there are two real parts when you're in crisis especially, but also when you're doing well, which is one, have your real caring, your visceral part, just like listening to people on the phone and knowing where they're at in 2009, and the second is have practical solutions. Do you have any one sentence? You have about 30 seconds left. Advice to CEOs on building a great culture.
The number one is listen to the employees. They'll tell you what you really need to do to have a great culture.
And how would you define a transformative CEO?
I would describe that as someone who really is looking towards the future and understanding the enormous change that's happening in business right now from every single aspect, whether it's technology to skill sets for employees to innovation, talent. I think a CEO who isn't thinking broadly about those topics is not a transformational CEO.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Margaret Keane, the CEO of Synchrony. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.